It's time for Nicole Sandler. What's news from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The New York Times broke the news Thursday afternoon, shortly after 5 Eastern, with the headline blaring, "Grand Jury Votes to Indict Trump." Just about 2 hours later, at about 7:15 Eastern, Thursday night, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg issued a statement. "This evening, we contacted Mr. Trump's attorney to coordinate his surrender to the Manhattan DA's office for arraignment on a Supreme Court indictment, which remains sealed. Guidance will be provided when the arraignment date is selected." Well, that arraignment date looks like it may be happening on Tuesday, as Trump will reportedly go back to New York and present himself for arraignment. He'll be fingerprinted, will have a mugshot taken, and will make history as the first person ever to serve as president and then be charged with a crime. As for his 2024 presidential campaign, he can still run, even if convicted. So we likely won't see the still sealed indictment until the arraignment, but CNN is reporting that there are 34 counts. But we don't know the actual charges yet. What we do know is that the investigation centered on a $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels, arranged by Trump's then attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen, for her to keep quiet about what she claimed was a one-night stand with the former guy, which he denies. Now, the investigation by Alvin Bragg's office has focused on whether Trump's company falsified records to cover up the checks reimbursing Cohen for the hush money payment. Trump, of course, said that he is a completely innocent person and accused Bragg, a Democrat, of a political persecution and election interference at the highest level of history. Of course, he responded almost immediately to the news by posting a rant on the Orwellian-named Truth Social that began, quote, "These thugs and radical left monsters have just indicated the 45th president of the United States." Yes, indicated. Not indicted, in all capital letters. The New York Times, in analysis, pointing out that the false business records charge is standard operating procedure for that district attorney's office, white-collar practice. Since Bragg took office just last year, prosecutors have filed 117 felony counts of the charge against 29 individuals and companies. This according to data kept by the office. So those disingenuous defenders of the former guy twisting themselves into pretzels, claiming that if Trump was just some regular guy, these charges never would have been brought, they're lying. But come on, you should expect that by now. Sadly, you should also expect the maggots to all emulate the former guy himself and incite people to violence. Take Tucker Carlson. Please, for example, at the Fox Fake News Channel, who we all know from the Dominion lawsuit filings, hates Donald Trump passionately. His words, not mine. And just days after yet another horrific school shooting, Tucker Carlson said on his show, in response to a fearmongering guest warning of this launching us into a Civil War era, Tucker Carlson actually said,
"Probably not the best time to give up your AR-15. And I think most people know that.
Not the best time to give up your AR-15s? And everybody knows that? You know, if Fox were on an over-the-air channel instead of on cable, they'd already be off the air. Shame on them. Shame on the people who watch that crap. And shame on our regulators for not preventing this kind of inflammatory talk on channels available for even the youngest impressionable minds to hear. There is other news, though dwarfed by the news of the indictment. But moving on, this is important. A federal judge in Texas on Thursday struck down an Obamacare requirement that insurance plans cover preventive health care, like cancer and diabetes screenings, and pregnancy care. The provision also called for insurance plans to cover certain drugs like those for HIV prevention. This ruling could mark a major setback for President Biden's so-called cancer moonshot goal of using early screenings to sharply reduce cancer rates. The judge is Reed O'Connor of the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas. Has been fighting against the Affordable Care Act for 10 years now. He says that the mandate violated the Constitution's Appointments Clause because U.S. Preventive Services Task Force's members weren't presidential appointees confirmed by the Senate. Seriously? And as if that's not bad enough, them taking away our health coverage, pandemic-era policies affecting Medicaid eligibility began expiring this weekend. a change that's expected to affect between 4 million and 15 million Americans currently enrolled in the low-income health care coverage program. And the effects could be devastating. And while all that's going on, the Florida legislature on Thursday advanced two frightening pieces of legislation. One would do away with any permitting or training requirements for a citizen to carry a concealed weapon anywhere in the state with no license, no registration, no training necessary. What could possibly go wrong? And they've also edged closer to the governor signing one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country, a six-week abortion ban. A point at which most women don't even know they're pregnant. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.